We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Today marks the 30th anniversary of the Washington football team. Then there were the Washington Redskins kicking the snot out of the Buffalo Bills for their third Super Bowl trophy. We're celebrating that Super Bowl all day. Love hearing from some younger fans that weren't around for that game, wondering, enjoying how much they are hearing everything today. If you missed any of our interview at 11 a.m. with head coach Joe Gibbs, get on the Odyssey app, hit the rewind button. I think Cody Betts has already gotten that out. There is some news going on around the NFL today. The Minnesota Vikings have hired a new general manager, and I got to be honest, I'm not great at pronouncing this name, but it's very cool. I'd say the Vikings have tried to step out of the norm with their hire. It's Kwesi Adolfo-Mensah as their new GM, who did not have the normal rise to power. But what I want to do now is Gary Clark, a famed Washington football team wide receiver, a member of the posse, the leading receiver on the 1991 Super Bowl team, is joining the program right now. I'm gonna let B. Mitch get into it with Gary, because it sounds like you got plenty to discuss with him.
A lot to discuss with my buddy Gary. Gary, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm good. Happy anniversary to you, because it's the 30th year anniversary of the Super Bowl team. Well, the Super Bowl 26 team. You know, you played on, I think, more than one Super Bowl. You did, right?
Yeah, played on a couple.
See, everybody's not blessed like Gary. But, Gary, I was telling the story. We had Coach Gibbs on, and I was telling the story how you basically were asking the question the other night, like, did he do it on purpose? He had Gary Clark, he had Art Monk, he had Dexter Manley, he had Charles Mann, where he had the one guy that was calm and the other guy wasn't always calm. You know, explain to people how Gary Clark played the game of football.
Well, it's funny, B. Mitch, because I think Joe put together fire and ice. He had guys that when we needed a spark, he had those type of guys that had the personality who was not going to have anything less. We also had those people that when we needed to calm down, be cool, calm, and collective, you had those individuals like a Art Monk, like a Charles Mann. B. Mitch, you and I, we're a little different. We needed to ignite things, you know. We had a little bit of a fire in our belly. So we were that part of the team that when you needed somebody to come up with something, somebody to pick up the pace, so to speak, and not stand for any nonsense, you called on B. Mitch, you called on Gary Clark, you called on like a Vernon Dean, a Dexter Manley, those individuals who would really take it to task, so to speak.
Talking with Gary Clark here, Washington Redskins receiver. In the 1991 season, you had 70 catches for 1,340 yards with 10 touchdowns. You were obviously such an outrageous deep threat. You averaged 19 yards per reception that season. Perhaps the pass I remember most, I want to say it was Monday Night Football, but I could be wrong. Maybe it was a Sunday game. In the Meadowlands, play action, rip in a tight. You guys might have even been losing, and then I think it was play action, rip goes deep. I want to say it was like a 50, 55-yard pass you hauled in to take the lead late in that game. Do I remember that one right?
Yeah, it's close. I mean, it was a throwback. And good thing I did catch because I dropped a couple of touchdowns earlier that day. So I needed to make up with two more in the second half. So I got the monkey off my back with kind of catching that. Because the Giants at that point in time, the Giants were our Achilles heel. Like they had beat us six games in a row. And we finally got the monkey off our back and we was able to come in and win that game with 8-0. And we completely took off. People didn't give us the respect until after we beat the Giants because the Giants had had our numbers for 3 years in a row.
Well, and the Giants were defending Super Bowl champs at that point, too. So, I mean, you go up there, you beat them. So I guess this was the old Sunday night game. It was a Sunday night game, so national TV, I think, on ESPN at the time. And a comeback win. You have two fourth-quarter touchdowns and to get to 8-0 after that game. But as somebody that had won a Super Bowl previously, when did you know that 91 team was a Super Bowl caliber?
After the Giants game, that's when I knew that we can completely control our own destiny. When you get to control your own destiny, you can make things happen. It would have been nobody's fault but our own that we didn't win the Super Bowl that year because we knew we had the team, we had a great offense, we had a great defense, and we always had great special teams. Is D. Mitch and Company. So we were very fortunate to have all segments of a football team running on high octane and completely, quite honestly, we should have won 16-0 that season. We really should have. And it's our fault that we did because we controlled that. We could control that and we let down. We got a little bit too cocky, I believe, and we let Dallas beat the ball team.
Yeah.
Philadelphia was a little different because Joe kind of pulled all his starters early.
Right, that was week 17. You guys had clinched everything by that moment. Talking with Redskins legend Gary Clark, wide receiver, famed member of the posse. Gary, I got to ask you because I work closely with Brian and have for a while now. Brian is nuts, and he's a great person, and he's hospitable and generous, but he's also nuts. Yesterday, he chased me around the studio with a plastic knife for like 45 seconds for no reason. And he's like, "What? This can't hurt you." And he kept trying to stab me with a plastic knife. And Gary,
I was playing with you, man.
Of course you were. But I've met Gary a number of times. I've met Gary when you had your spot in Bethesda. I met Gary at various functions. Gary is nothing but cool and classy and laid back. And Gary, Brian claims you're just as crazy as he is.
Only when I'm competing at something do I tend to take on the B. Mitch effect. But to this day, I still hate B. Mitch because I lost $50 B. Mitch's rookie year in training camp because, you know, I didn't follow the rookie till it came in, so I didn't know who played what. And they kept trying to tell me that he was a quarterback in college. I was like, that guy's not a quarterback in college. He wants to fight everybody. He's not a quarterback in college. I was like, quarterbacks don't fight anybody. They're kind of like, you know, they're protected. I like, he's all out. He wanted to fight Jumpy Gathers. Nobody wants to.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nobody wants to fight the human forklift. Nobody. But B. Mitch wanted to fight him. I was like, no, I lost $50, B. Mitch. You could at least told me he really was a quarterback because I didn't believe it.
I did a little something,
until I saw you throw the ball, then I believed it. But up until that point, I just saw you fighting everybody. The first 3 days of practice, you wanted to fight everybody.
I told that story. I said, look, man, you come in, you respect people, but you want to make sure nobody see you as the little punk on the team. So I wasn't going to be that. But, you know, as you look through that 91 season, Gary, and then look at all of us today, a lot of us today, we still live in the area. We're very close. And I think it was more than a football team. We became family. What's the one thing that sticks in your mind from that year?
I mean, quite honestly, the closeness of the team. Like, we had each other's back. And so, like you said, right to today, if I need something, I can call B. Mitch to do it for me. If he needs something, he can call me. He knows I'm going to do it for him. The closeness that we had as a team was like a family. Like, I look at you guys as my brothers, my blood brothers. Not, but I look at it just the same. Probably like you sometimes better than my blood brothers. So what I'm saying is the closeness that we had, the close-knit family that we had as a team, that also allowed us to be one of the best football teams ever to play a Super Bowl. And I think, quite honestly, we're the best Super Bowl team ever. I think most people agree with that, honestly.
There's plenty of statistical support for that if you look at DVOA and point differential. And I mean, I just think about kind of the way you beat the other teams that season. The Detroit Lions were 12-4, and you beat them in two games, 86-10. You were up 37-10 in the Super Bowl, 34-3. It was just true dominance at all times. And I wonder, Beamish likes telling this story. Beamish tells a lot of stories about you, Gary. I hope that doesn't bother you. There's one moment where you were in your competitive mode, and you were cursing out everybody on the sideline. And Joe Gibbs happened to be caught in the crossfire, and at which point, a moment or two later, you're like, oh, sorry, coach, didn't mean that one. Is he telling an accurate story?
That is accurate, although I didn't say sorry, coach. I just walked away saying a few choice words, and he walked away not saying any choice words. But at the end of the day, I was big. I was a big Chicago Bulls fan, right? And this is we had won the Super Bowl the year before, and I wanted to repeat. Everything was about repeating. I wanted to repeat. And we're in Minnesota, you know, and if we win that game, we got to go to San Francisco. So I love everybody on the team. Like, he must be the first to tell you, if everything's running smooth, we're moving forward, I don't care if I ever touch the ball. But if we're not moving forward and we're losing, then I need to touch the ball. I need the ball in my hands more often than not. And that's kind of what I was complaining about. I was mad I didn't get the ball in the first half. I was upset about it. But I got the ball in the second half, and we won. Just saying, you know.
Sure. It was funny. We just had Coach Gibbs on, and he said, yeah, you know, that next year wasn't very good. And meanwhile, you guys went 9-7, won a playoff game, and had a narrow loss to the Niners in the divisional round of the championship of the NFC playoffs. It's funny to look back at what the standards were for that team. What was it like to play in Washington in that era where Super Bowls were the standard?
Well, I mean, expectations are high. This is only 49. I don't think our fans expected us to get to the Super Bowl every year, but they did expect us to make the playoffs every year. And, you know, and while I was in Washington 8 years, we made the playoffs 5 out of those 8 years that I was there, but the 3 years that we didn't, it was tough. It was tough being a player in Washington when we didn't win and getting to the playoffs, because our fans let us know that they weren't happy. They let us know right away that they, you know what, we need to pick it up with it. And a couple of times, we went 10-6 and didn't make the playoffs. So that's, they didn't mind as much as that way. But 1 year, I think we went 8-8 or 7-9, and that was horrible. They didn't believe in that. Like, that's not a. At that time, that was not a wrestling team that would go play that
way. Yeah. Gary, I was telling them about the practices and things. And I think when we got in football games, I thought the games were easier than practice. It has its own. Mindset now. The practices in Super Bowl, how tough were they?
Oh, man, Joe had to, like, back off practice. He had to back them back, but because, you know, it's intense, because the best thing about our team was we wanted to win, we expected to win, and once we got to the show, there was no backing down from that anymore. Like, we were going to win that game. And that's what you love about a Joe Gibbs coach team, at least from the time I started playing with them. I think the one time that they lost before me and B-Mitch got there, after that was no longer ever going to happen again. He was never going to take anything for granted again in the preparation for that game. But I tell you what, I mean, it was, you can hear it a mile away, the popping of the pads. And, you know, we're supposed to kind of back off because we're at the Super Bowl. You don't want to get anybody hurt, but nobody cared about that.
Talking with legendary Redskins receiver Gary Clark. Gary, you know, it's funny as the team has dropped the nickname, but today is the day you talk about the Redskins because that's who the squad was that won all those Super Bowls and had all those tremendous accomplishments. This time next week, there's going to be a new name. We all know that life changes and language evolves and changes need to happen. But how is that going to feel next week when you see a new logo and know where this thing is headed?
I'm not going to feel too bad. I think they're going to change the name to the Washington Posse.
I like that.
You know, I don't think the Washington Posse, or they're going to call it, you know, Sanders Monk Clark. I mean, I'm okay with those two names. It really doesn't bother me if we change it to those names whatsoever. Or if they call it the B. Mitch, I'm fine with that as well. But I mean, and all joking aside, I'm not really joking. I think it will be the Washington Posse.
Hey,
I'm saying that with a straight face, by the way.
I think that'd be you, Gary. I'm 40 years old. The amount of people I know that had the poster on their wall of the Posse with you and Ricky and Art. I mean, you guys made young boys in this area. You guys were the biggest deal, just legends. I'm cool with Washington Posse. You pull that off. That may be your greatest accomplishment yet.
Might be my only accomplishment.
No, nah, sir.
You had a lot of accomplishments,
no,
brother. You know that.
Absolutely. Gary, man, we really appreciate your time. Last one. Yeah. Is there any moment from that season, and obviously, you know, you start pouring champagne on each other's head, that might be the moment, but is there any moment from that season that you think maybe we don't recognize, but was perhaps a turning point or just something that sticks in your mind?
I mean, really, I really do think the Giants thing. Once we beat the Giants, I know that our expectations of ourselves completely went out of the roof. I mean, like, after we had that win, you know, because that was the only team that had – they had swept 3 years in a row. You don't like to get swept in any division by, you know, your conference team. And they beat us 6 games straight. So it was good games, but they still beat us. Once we got past that hurdle, and they were, like you said, the former Super Bowl championship team, I knew there was nothing stopping us, you know. And from the standpoint of we just believed in ourselves. Like, even though I had 2 drop passes in that game early on, I wanted the ball. I mean, give me the ball back. I will make it up for you. I promise you that. Give me the rock, and I'll guarantee you that I'll make it up. And I was very fortunate that they was able to do that and pass me that ball another time and allowed me to make up for my mistakes earlier in that game. But I was going to close you out. And that's what we had. We had closers. You know what? We needed a good return. We needed it because the offense is not doing what they needed. B. Mitch is going to come through for us. We know this already. B. Mitch knows this already. So we were very fortunate to have the type of players that just were quality players that were, when you called upon them, they make a play. And that's what you need. You need playmakers. When you have playmakers on your team, you tend to win games, even if you're not supposed to win, because you have playmakers, true playmakers. That's why B. Mitch, the all-time return guy in NFL history, that's a playmaker.
That is a playmaker indeed. It's
appreciate
funny.
You, brother.
Reminiscing about this stuff is so much fun. And, Gary, we sincerely appreciate your time, man. Everybody give him a follow at
you,
Gary
brother.
Clark, Inc. on Twitter. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, man.
Legendary Washington football team wide receiver Gary Clark right there. That's a lot of fun to hear him and compare craziness with you.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, I'm not the craziest person you met.
That
team was loaded with them, though. I'm going to see. On defense, Wilbur, Dirty Al.
Anybody named Dirty Al is probably crazy.
Brad, the nicest man in the world, will try to cut you into. Then you come to offense, you had Gary, Ernest Biner. They call him the Ninja Turtle because he always jumped into his little karate stance against somebody in practice. Myself. Everybody on the offensive line, especially Ed Simmons, they all had something. They had something loose upstairs.
Bugs is probably just as crazy.
And, well, it was Hannifin at that time.
Yeah,
and Hannifin was as crazy as Bugs was prior to that. You know, listen, that coaching staff. You had Coach Gibbs, but you did have Wayne Sevier.
Right.
You did have Hannifin.
Sure.
You had Coach Pettibone. The dude. Hey, babe. Pettibone is a Louisiana dude, New Orleans.
Just because Gibbs Tulane. Didn't curse doesn't mean there was no cursing.
He didn't have to curse because he had Dan Riley and Wayne Sevier to take care of all that. And then he had little crazy people like me.
When we return, David Aldridge from The Athletic will join us to reminisce on that team that he covered as a beat reporter. And we might have to ask DA about that damn Wizards loss. But guys,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.